Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
By the way, Steve wrote in to say thank you for keeping up with the speed jokes. It will be one of the few things that my kids and other family members will remember fondly from the pandemic. Evan and Julie, thanks for sending in jokes. Ellie and Mary Lee Boehner, I think that's how you pronounce your name. Floyd, Ellie. Paul in Covington in the great state of Washington sent us some jokes. Blaze did too. And Ken and Mundelein and Bernice and Debbie from Schaumburg. Missy Myers and Bob in Iowa. Everybody, thanks for the jokes.
Hey, John, does every sentence have to contain the name of a candy bar?
No, Dave. I don't think it would get many Snickers if it did.
Hey, John, does every sentence need to contain the name of a candy bar?
No, Dave, and if you'll forgive me now, I'm going to go to a good bar, mister. Hey, John Williams and Dave Ennett, we're glad you stopped doing vegetable jokes like you did last week. You two made a mess of those jokes already. Can't believe we didn't think of that one on our own. Yeah. Remember last week we did the joke about ladies, if you ask a guy to do something, he'll do it. You don't need to remind him every 6 months. Well, today we have this one. Guys, if...
Be careful.
I knew there had to be one. I didn't know what it was. Here it comes. Guys, if a woman says she'll be ready in 15 minutes, she will be. You don't need to remind her every 30 minutes.
That was the reverse of the other one.
It certainly was, and I am going to say nothing else. I'm reading some good books lately. This weekend it was Quick Money for Dummies by Robin Banks. And then I went back and read that book Bad Day for the Bullfighter by Gordon Diaz. Vicki, did you get a chance to read Bad Day for the Bullfighter over the weekend?
I did not.
Yeah, you might want to look for that one.
I will.
I went to the magician morgue. The coroner said abracadabra. I told my doctor I'm afraid of living in tall buildings with other people. He said I have an apartment complex. A dog walks into the unemployment office and asks the man if he would help him find work. And the guy says, you bet I can help you find work. And he calls the circus. The dog says, excuse me, but what would the circus want with a plumber? Today, virtual meetings are basically modern seances. Elizabeth, are you there? Is anyone with you? We can't see you. Can you hear us? That's how all virtual meetings begin and or are run. And finally, I called Lou Manfredini, our Mr. Fix-It, and I told him I have an infestation of tiny bugs and they're all singing close to you. What did he diagnose my problem as?
No idea. Dung beetle something?
Carpenter's something. Wait. Am I close?
Dave Ennett.
Carpenter ants.
Close to you. Got a bad case of carpenter ants. Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com and share them with your friends at WGNRadio.com/speedjokes.